Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I'll be on at 8 o'clock. 8 well, o'clock right during the tomorrow.
Kids scoffs. They switch the time up on me every other week.
You never know when it's going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't read the emails. I don't read the scheduled emails. You know, it is what it is. Anyway, Garrett, first off, have you seen the photo of Mack Wilson on social media?
Yes. I did see the photo.
Okay.
Seems to be a little warping in the background. I don't know if there's a black hole distorting time and space or... or if that's just, a little bit of light behind him seeming to, kind of happen, or what's the deal. But hopefully that's just not a little bit of doctoring going on in that picture.
I feel bad. Oh, now, hold on. I feel bad for Mack Wilson. Somebody has taken this photo and distorted this photo.
Is it possible that it's just an optical illusion?
I don't know, man.
Are there ghosts in there?
Man. Yeah, that's looking bad right now, man. You know, he's trying to get these extra, he's trying to get this extra, 2.5 pounds of creatine muscle on these biceps, man. It's not looking good, bro. It's looking crazy right now, man. Come on, Mac. He's like, yeah, man. We got Jadeveon Clowney. I got to do something. Something's got to give here. And all of a sudden, he's just he's jacked up right now. So, I guess teach his own, man. Teach his own. We'll see how it plays out. But hey. Maybe he felt a little insecure about what's going on right now. He had to get in the weight room, right?
I would be insecure if I was on the same team and on the same defense as somebody like Myles Garrett, who's putting out videos that are just absurd, that has people talking all over the NFL. I'd probably feel a little insecure, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you see dudes, it'd be like that a little bit, though. Like, you're in the NFL, right, and you see dudes that are, like, these workout warriors, dudes out there on their playtime, vacation, throwing weight around, and you looking around like, man, I'm out here lifting with safeties and defensive backs, man. This ain't cool. Let's get a little bigger. And it just don't work out for you the first 2 weeks of your program, you're like, screw it. Let me just go. I'm just going to get some, sorcery going. Yeah, come on. Man, Mac, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show right now. Tone, take it away.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney, obviously the big signing this week. And it was interesting to see the differences of opinion on this. People in Tennessee are like, he stole money last year, and now you guys are going to get your money stolen, and you have expectations. Just like they had expectations the year before. Meanwhile, some analytics people are like, he was actually pretty good in the games he could play. Now, we know he had the injury. You know he missed a bunch of games. And he's not going to be the Jadeveon Clowney from, 5 years ago. We all understand that. At least I think we all understand that. What's your main takeaway?
Well, Tennessee, for me, Tennessee, they have a couple of things that's wrong with them. Tennessee doesn't have any other ball players on defense that can actually kind of unlock some of the things that what he does best. First of all, they don't have another pass rusher or pass rushers that can help him not be double teamed. See, you know, as a defensive end, it's really easy to get double teamed, and you can get up there and be looking around, and teams double teamed him more than anybody in the league. So, you know, just because Tennessee doesn't have those people doesn't mean Cleveland doesn't have those same issues. You know, Myles Garrett is over there. There's better talent on this defensive front. So when you look at it from a standpoint of comparing rosters, you know, the Browns defense has more, you know, individual talent. I think they just have a better depth. And I think they got better depth in the secondary. So, you know, guys can cover longer, giving you a better chance to get home. And, in general, I think he's going to do better here than he did in Tennessee. Now, that's yet to be seen, and I know it's just on paper, but that there's an example of why he's due for better numbers here than he was in Tennessee. So when you look at it as well, there's other things he can do and other things he can offer besides just random sacks. I think that's another thing that I think a lot of people in the country are kind of, you know, there's some people that are a little more informed than that now of just looking at sack totals and sack numbers and saying, oh, if you don't have 10 sacks, you're a bum. You know, there's other things that you can do. If you can affect the quarterback and get the quarterback to either move off his spot, scramble when he doesn't want to, or just throw the ball before he wants to, those are all things that can lead to turnovers, you know, three and outs and punts.
Garrett's been one of the people who's been excited about Jadeveon Clowney, as we can hear. With Justin Houston, though, don't think it was lost on me, Garrett, that, you know, Lima's brought up Justin Houston a bunch of times, and Justin Houston was set to meet with the Ravens yesterday. Like, there is going to be a head-on-head comparison because the Browns seemed that they were not interested in Justin Houston at all.
Yeah. When you look at it, Justin Houston's another guy. You know, I wouldn't have been mad if the Browns went after Justin Houston. Justin Houston is another guy who you know, it has a skill set that would have been really great to bring in. Justin Houston, in my opinion, is a little bit better pass rusher than Myles Garrett is, but he's just a little bit older. You know, I think the Browns like Clowney. Yes. He's a little bit older than Clowney, but one of the things that I think Clowney does better is, and I think people don't really quite understand this, Jadeveon Clowney plays extremely hard, and he plays with a high intensity and high motor. Those are two things that, you know, you really can't teach. And for all that's been said about him, whether it's been Jadeveon Clowney is, you know, injury prone or he doesn't, you know, have the production that you want him to, he plays extremely hard, and he's young. Than some guys like J.J. Watt, and he's younger than either a Griffin or a guy like you just mentioned with Houston. So I think when you look at Clowney, there are some things that he checks off that he's better than people that are in the open market. So I think, and when you listen to Barry talk about it, he has a little more upside than Justin Houston in terms of age, you know, physical ability, and being able to continue to have a high motor.
Garrett, we're getting closer to the NFL draft, and the Justin Fields stuff has been fascinating. We've talked to you a little bit about it. There was some character assassination stuff going on a few weeks ago, and now it was very interesting. After that second pro day, some people are starting to believe that this whole thing all along was a total sham. That, yes, Fields is going third. That's why a team like the 49ers would give up what they gave up to get up to three. They would never do that for Mac Jones. They would do it for Justin Fields. What is your takeaway there?
That makes it's starting to make a lot more sense. I think you're starting to see the fact that there was no combine, the fact that there was no you're starting to see these second pro days for some teams where you having guys come back in and do some more work and do some more due diligence. It's all starting to make a lot more sense because before you're looking at Mac Jones and you're just saying, all right, man, he's had, you know, the best receivers. He's having guys with a top, running game, really great offensive line. And I guess, you know, you can't penalize a guy for playing with some of those great players in Alabama. But really, you got Devontae Smith, you got Jalen Waddle, you got all of these great pieces, and you're telling me that all of a sudden Mac Jones is just better than Justin Fields? No, that's not true. He's never been better than Justin Fields, and he's never been on that level since those guys were in high school. And so when you look at it, it makes perfect sense that people are floating ideas to try to get Justin Fields to drop in a certain way so he's eligible so he's there when they have an opportunity to pick him when they're on the clock. So it makes perfect sense when you look at it from that perspective. I think Justin Fields has always been, to me, even when you look at Zach Wilson, I've always thought that he's been the second best quarterback. I'm not even sold on Zach Wilson, to be truthful. Even when I look at his competition level, if I got to win a game, if I got to win something, or I got to go against a team and who has the most upside, I'm taking Justin Fields over Zach Wilson as well. So for my money, I think that's what's going on with Justin Fields. I never thought that GMs really kind of still believe that.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. Yeah, you know, I don't like to be nasty to Mac Jones about it. I can't believe it myself, Garrett. You know, I've watched Justin Fields now over the last couple of years, and I think he's clearly the number two prospect. And I watched a lot of Zach Wilson. I tried to sell myself on Zach Wilson. But to me, it's believable because the Jets are the Jets. And when you say things about the Jets, you can always make up anything about the Jets because they're nuts. So I'm like, yeah, they would definitely take a guy like Zach Wilson over Justin Fields, and they'd just be sold on him, and that's it. But I'm a big proponent of what Justin Fields can do within that offense. Do you think when you see the Clowney stuff and when you see the other stuff, going back to the Browns, has this changed the draft plans of the Browns by any means? Like, does this make it possible that they could even go maybe wide receiver there at 26 overall? Because we've talked a lot of need, but now a lot of people are coming in with best player available, and maybe that best player available to a lot of folks might just be a wide receiver.
No, it don't change much of anything. I think if a player is sitting there looking at you, and he's on your board, you just go out and take him. I was sitting there thinking to myself, one of the things I think that helps you make a decision is this. I think that Andrew Berry is looking at a bunch of guys that are on the make or break year. And this is something that, you know, I'll discuss and probably talk about tomorrow. Look how many people on this team are on in a contract year or a year where they have to do something. You look at the one-year deals of Tack McKinley, one-year deal for Jadeveon Clowney. You got two receivers in Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham. Nick Chubb is in a contract here. Denzel Ward wants big money. Wyatt Teller wants big money. All these guys need and want money. Malik Jackson. So for me, I think it boils down to who out of those people has a great year, depending on who those guys are, will end up getting a contract. Because we know Baker will get one, those guys. But a guy like Denzel Ward, if they draft a cornerback, especially if they can do best available, if you draft a cornerback in the first round, does that mean Denzel Ward is on notice? Are they going to give Denzel that money?
No. Hold on. What are you saying? Come on.
I mean,
Your words get away from me there, Garrett.
No. I'm being honest. Like, so if you draft a corner, does that, and Denzel Ward is your top corner, and Denzel is saying, okay, Denzel wants number one corner money and wants to be the highest paid corner in the league. Can you pay Denzel Warner Award highest paid corner money and still pay Nick Chubb running back money and still?
No.
So.
But I'm sorry. I just think that's more bad news for Nick Chubb, isn't it? And I know we got to go, but now you've given me a whole bunch to think about here, and we got to go now. I wish I would have asked this question earlier.
Yeah. See? There you go. You guys got a topic. I appreciate y'all.
Garrett Bush, the Barbershop, 92.3 The Fan. Listen to him tomorrow, 8 a.m., right? 8 a.m. Garrett Bush, 8 to noon. Follow him on Twitter at GBush91. All right, you want to talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Garrett Bush on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That, and don't think this one passed me. Chris Mortensen, ESPN, and a couple other people said some more ridiculous stuff when it comes to Justin Fields. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.